Patrick, N4ZLK Mobile.
Hope you're having a good start to your day. I'm assuming you're still on your way in.
Left them. Running maybe a couple minutes behind, and I'm going to swing by the dump real quick, drop a couple bags off.
That sometimes that happens. But like I said, I hope you're having a good start to your day other than running a few minutes behind.
Tied up for a little bit. Had a nice cup of tea and was reading a book and relaxed a little bit. I hope. How's your day going?
I went down to a warehouse full of Army-Navy stuff with a couple other guys today. We're just getting back.
Where's that located?
The van.
Had anything you brought back with you?
Couple things. Stuff for the guy where I parked my truck. He wanted a couple things, so picked it up for him.
Who's in camp or outdoor gear, that kind of thing?
Mostly. There's no guns or anything like that. There's none of that. It's all clothes, boots, backpacks. You name it, it's probably there somewhere if you can find it.
Well, Greenville Army-Navy store was there for years. They had some knives in there and watches and compasses, but mostly clothes and backpacks. I'll be right back. N4ZLK.
AO4HX, standing by. Welcome back. That didn't take long.
Think about out here, there's never a line, and I just had one bag. Didn't take long at all.
My wife, the guy that I was splitting the dumpster with, he moved. So, got rid of the dumpster. We was like, what are we going to do with all the garbage? And we got to thinking about, well, we really don't have that much. Just the two of us. I only have to take a bag of trash off about every 2 weeks. So, I just carry it up to the receiving center or whatever you want to call it.
A large, you know, black trash bag in a larger can, and now we just put our smaller bags in there from the kitchen. And actually, that was just, I went to the dump yesterday morning, and I try to keep up with it. If I swing by on the way to work with a bag or two, it never builds up. And there was a couple of bags worth yesterday. I guess Beth had been going through and throwing some stuff away. So I thought, well, I'll grab what's there today. I actually thought there was going to be a little more.
Charge y'all for a bag to throw it away, or is it free to y'all?
County, out of the county taxes, I'm sure, so we don't pay anything. And it's right on the way. I just have to take a little two-minute detour to get to it. So as soon as I leave the house, it's not far.
And they charge us $1 a bag for one of the big black trash bags, I believe it is.
Just black trash bag I could and cramming it as full as possible.
44-gallon contractor bag. So they go on 55-gallon drums. That's what I'm using.
I don't know. Mine's close to that size. I just go online and order a big box from Costco and have it shipped. And I used to fuss when I had to deliver that kind of stuff, but it sure is nice when I'm out here that I don't have to swing by. There's certain things I'll order like that I don't have to try to pick up when, or get Beth to pick up when she's at the store.
Same here. Walmart, Amazon, wherever we can find it the cheapest. We usually do a lot of comparison shopping, and so it's just sometimes it's just easier when everybody's working during the day and you need something. It's just easier to, hey, I need this, and get it shipped to you.
You know, UPS, everybody else is so reliable. It comes pretty quick.
No, I'll have to disagree. UPS is probably my most reliable, even though they have their times. The FedEx guys, I don't know what it is. We'll have a package that it'll have two packages in the same shipment. They'll deliver one to the house and take the other one to the post office for us to pick up.
We have a deal with the USPS too. I didn't realize FedEx was still doing it. I thought they had done away with that. But they call it SurePost. It's a little cheaper way of delivering or having your packages delivered. We'll carry it. We'll pick it up from the shipper and carry it to the local post office, and then the post office makes the final delivery. But if that package comes in the morning, say it comes in this morning, and you also have another package that's not a SurePost package, we're going to deliver both of them since we're going there anyway. They try to do it, you know, if there's only that one package, they'll just send it all to the post office, what they can, let them deliver it. Well, I don't have a post office box or a mailbox at the end of the driveway, so I don't know, man. It just throws people for a loop having to go deliver to a post office box. We have to have a street address in order for us to deliver, but because, you know, post office boxes are all postal, we don't have access to those. Street address. It's just, that's not my mailing address, and some places, for some reason, if your mailing address doesn't match your billing address, they just, I don't know, they can't handle it. With all the new technology, we're losing our ability to use common sense. Say that again. That's for sure. Technology, we're losing our ability. No, never mind. I'm just kidding. Well, how was your week? I didn't really talk to you much. Pretty good. I mean, no major catastrophes. I got one guy that, for some reason, they're having a problem with the scanners I sold them. But I think it's them and not the scanner, but I could be wrong. He's pretty frustrated, so I got to straighten him out next Tuesday.
The code scanners, hook it up to the engine computer and check the car out.
And he upgraded his scanner like 2 weeks ago, and things have changed a little bit in the last, you know, 7-8 years. And you just can't do everything the same way, and that it's just blowing their mind that there's an actual process to something.
It's not the scanning program's fault, it's the operator's fault.
100% for sure either way yet, because when I go use the scanner, it works fine. But when they do it, they can't do it. So I'm leaning more towards the operator error, but I'm not going to nail them down 100% yet.
Or is that LK? Well, sounds like it's not necessarily operator fault, just learning curve.
When I've showed you 4 or 5 times, and I figure you can handle it, but you know, I'm guessing not.
Let me get back with you. N4ZL, okay.
Get fuel, KO4HK. Clear.